This is What Does It Profit? And I'm your host, Dr. Dawn. Yep, we're in summer school. But let me tell you, it's not summer school for those who've failed. It's summer school for those who want to catch up and for those who want to get ahead. Every 2 weeks throughout the summer, we'll look back on lessons learned and be reminded of those who've been on the journey with us. Remember, season 3 was all about making change right where you are. Let's take a listen to Bobby Carswell, Research and Development Director at Material Return.
For circularity, it's a one-to-one. So you put in a sock, you get a sock out on the other side. You put in a piece of fabric, you get a piece of fabric out on the other side. So that's that one-to-one. True circularity is the only way you can replace your supply chain of raw materials with circular material.
The concept of circularity is a fundamental principle in the sustainability economy. I think we need to learn a little bit more. Let's crack open the books. School's now in session. Circular economy principles are rapidly gaining traction as a way to reduce negative environmental impacts, create economic stability, and increase resilience. Put simply, the concept of circularity explains a closed-loop system of production and consumption where resources are reused or recycled rather than discarded after use. There are many benefits to a circular economy. From an environmental viewpoint, it can lead to reductions in waste, pollution, and more conservation. On an economic level, it can create stability by increasing resource productivity and reducing costs. And then socially, it can expand economic opportunities by creating new jobs in the green economy. The concept of a circular economy has been around since the 1970s, when scholars such as Walter Stahel wrote about the resource-oriented economy. Many organizations have taken hold of this idea and sought to promote it. The Ellen MacArthur Foundation, founded in 2009, works to educate people on circular economy concepts. There are a number of authors and scholars who've dedicated their careers to researching the concept of the circular economy, including Kate Raworth. It was Kate who introduced the theory of donut economics to the world in 2012. I highly recommend reading her book, Donut Economics: 7 Ways to Think Like a 21st Century Economist. Kate's donut theory places equal importance on both social and ecological needs in economics, ensuring both receive the proper attention, but also that neither limits or harms the other. In the end, the circular economy provides a strategic opportunity to reduce waste, increase efficiency, and promote equitable development, all the while equipping us to tackle some of the most pressing environmental issues we face. By being aware of the concept and actively taking part in the transition to the circular economy, we can all help shape a sustainable future. Okay, class dismissed. What Does It Profit is a production of the Solidarity Economy Workshop at Georgetown University. The show is hosted by me, Dr. Dawn Carpenter. Jordan Gaspare is our senior producer. Our engineer and designer is Mark Bush. Music for What Does It Profit was composed by Nick Pennington. And special thanks to our WDIP WEDIP Summer School interns, Luke McFadden and Abby Trevis. Support for WDIP Summer School is provided by the Kalmanovitz Initiative for Labor and the Working Poor at Georgetown University and the Joan and Ralph Lane Center for Catholic Social Thought and Ignatian Tradition at the University of San Francisco. Until next time, you can engage with us on our show page on LinkedIn and learn more about us at whatdoesitprofitpodcast.com. And before I let you go, let me remind you to never stop asking yourself, in the work that you do, the things that you buy, and the investments that you make, what does it profit?